Thank you and good afternoon. On Monday morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office booked 25-year-old Justin Patrick into county jail following a theft committed at Ray's Food Place in McKinleyville. Patrick fled the scene headed north on Central Avenue when en route deputies spotted him, and he began to flee again, dropping his belongings as well as the stolen items. Patrick eventually surrendered himself to law enforcement and he was arrested and booked into county jail for theft. He was previously arrested on Friday for conducting lewd behavior towards a woman at the HSU library. Humboldt deputies also arrested an 18-year-old male adult who was seen walking around intoxicated near 18th Street in Eureka with his pants down. When deputies approached the man, 18-year-old Jacob Richards, he ran away fleeing until he hid in a shed in the backyard of a residence on Circle Drive. Richards began fighting with deputies briefly and was ultimately subdued with a taser. Richards was transported to the hospital where he continued to be combative with law enforcement and medical personnel. After he was cleared, he was booked into county jail for battery, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. The deputies involved in the scuffle received minor abrasions. Today, the Redwood Memorial Foundation opened up their application window for their annual scholarships. For those pursuing careers in the medical field, Redwood Memorial awards scholarships every year to high school seniors and community members in Eel River Valley, Van Dusen River Valley, and Southern Humboldt. The application deadline is March 31st, and for more information on how to apply, you can contact the Redwood Memorial Foundation. Congressman Jared Huffman has introduced a bipartisan bill aimed at halting the closure of rural post offices and mail processing centers. Since 2012, the Postal Service has closed or consolidated service across the country, including Eureka and Petaluma, and primarily in rural areas. The bill would put a moratorium on closures, create a list of criteria that would need to be met before any closures happen, and provide increased power to the Postal Regulatory Commission for oversight, among other recommendations. Huffman said the following statement, "We all want a modern and efficient postal service, but continuing to reduce service standards and close facilities is not the way to deliver for the American people." On Monday, the Six Rivers National Forest announced the sale of over 780,000 board feet of timber from Friday's Happy Flat Reoffer Timber Sale. It was the third commercial saw timber contract from the Mad River Ranger District that has been offered since 2015, the other two being the Mad Gap Timber Sale and the Helicopter Reoffer Timber Sale. All three of these contracts have been purchased by the Trinity River Lumber Company in Weaverville. These sales are a part of the implementation of the Kelsey Peak Timber Sale and Field Break Project, which is aimed to increase the forest resilience to wildfires. Supervisor Merv George said the following statement, "It's a small sale, but it's putting us on the path of ecological restoration, while at the same time creating economic benefits for our communities and protecting them from wildfires." You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At their meeting this afternoon, the County Board of Supervisors approved the joint resolution between the county and the City of Eureka for addressing homelessness in the city. In January, the City Council and the Board held a joint meeting where they agreed to support the implementation of a housing strategy and plan, and the Council is expected to approve the resolution at tonight's City Council meeting. The Supervisors also approved the appointment of Fortuna business owner Gina McClendon to the vacant Headwaters Fund Board seat, as well as the reappointment of Board members Buzz Webb and Charles Ellsworth. Supervisor Estelle Fennell also issued a proclamation to honor the retirement of longtime Myers Flat Fire Chief George Monroe, as well as for the award winners from the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce. The board also took time at their meeting to honor social workers throughout the county, declaring March as Social Worker Appreciation Month. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is continuing their investigation into a robbery that occurred on a residence on Lower Capel Road in Wichpeck Sunday night. Three victims were zip-tied after three armed men entered the residence wearing jackets with the Humboldt County Sheriff's emblem. The suspects fled the scene, taking cash, as well as a 2014 white Toyota Tundra pickup truck. The three suspects remain at large and are considered armed and dangerous. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.